Hello? Is this thing on? All right. Hello, everyone. Welcome to another episode of Doobie Time. I'm your host, Ian Smith, bringing you the dope on dope and the doopies for the next hour on 91.5 FM, WMFO Medford, Tufts Freeform Radio. How are we all doing tonight? I'm personally, I'm doing pretty good. Just got back from a concert, actually. So I'm a little tired, to be honest. But I was tired 2 weeks ago, and you know what happened is that I slept through my show. But I was determined this week. I was like, Ian, you're gonna be awake from 2 to 3 a.m. on Friday, and you're gonna do a show. And guess what? Here I am, doing a show. Yeah, I'll tell you guys more about the concert that I went to later. It was a good concert. It was Rina Sawayama. She was performing at the Royale. Had a great time. Lovely time. Top 10 concert, easily. She puts on such a good show. I had such a good time. I usually don't, like, go all out dancing at concerts, but I was going all out dancing. It was truly a sight to see. I was having a lot of fun. Yeah. Anyway, I probably should tell you guys about the theme for this show, because for those who are not aware, doopie, which is what my show is named after, doopie is a word that means whatever you want it to mean, and doopie time is all the time by definition. So how do we define doopie in this moment in time? Well, at 2:02 a.m., Friday, May 6th, 2022, doopie is a noun, which means a statement that explains the meaning of a word or phrase. A synonym for doopie today might be definition. So, for today's show, I've compiled a list of some of my favorite songs that I feel like the title of that song very much fits the vibe of the song, or maybe, like, what I feel like that the song is named after is very indicative of the sound of the song. Does that make sense? I really hope I'm doing a good job explaining, but I think you'll kind of, like, catch on to it once I start kind of, like, talking about these songs that I've picked out. Yeah, I've got a great, you know what? I sell myself too short. I was gonna say I've got a great show lined up for tonight. But I, you know what, I feel like I always have a good show lined up because I'm the one picking these songs, and I think I have good taste. So, and I hope you guys do too. Anyway, won't waste any more of your guys' time. We're gonna start off with truly one of just a really fun song to start the night with. This song is called Sticky by Raven Lanae, and I picked this song because it really does feel, it feels like a very sticky song, if that makes sense. So, without further ado, we're gonna listen to Sticky by Raven Lanae. Hope you guys enjoy. We'll be right back. All right, you just got done listening to Strawberry by Caroline Loveglow. I picked that song because I think it sounds like a strawberry. A very, like, watery strawberry, if that makes sense. Like, a very, like, it still, like, is, like, a strawberry that has, like, all the flavor and all the juice. It's just, like, a little mushy. But, like, in a good way. Does this make sense? See, this is what I like about this theme that I picked out for this episode, is that I can, like, kind of just say whatever explanation I have for why I think this song fits the theme, and you guys just have to go with it. I like that. yeah, it was funny because I was actually sitting on Preslon today with my future housemates, because we were trying to talk about housing stuff, and I was like, I could really use a strawberry right now, because it was like so nice. It was like 70 degrees. It was so nice out. Everyone was out. And I was like, you know what I could really use right now? Like a big, juicy strawberry. Just to, like, tie this experience all together. But yeah. That was how my day went. Next up, we have a song by Duval Timothy. It's called Ball. It's actually one of the reasons why I decided that I wanted to do this theme. Sometimes I pick themes because I want to play specific songs. And I wanted to play this song specifically because it reminds me of, like, a bouncing ball. And you'll hear exactly what I talk about as soon as I start playing the song. But, yeah, this is Ball by Duval Timothy. Let's take a listen. Thank you.
yo, mates. Oh, mates, what's up, mates? Cool? Are you hot? Yo, man, how's over there? How's everything going over there? I hope everything's good, eh? Send my greetings to everybody. Can't wait for January to come. Oh, my God.
Grace Ives, as you've just heard. I picked that song because I think it sounds like a mirror, but very, like, specifically, like, the material that makes up a mirror. Like, I feel like if you were to, like, put your ear up to a mirror and, like, listen to what it might sound like, I think that's what it would sound like. I don't know. It's, like, that song feels very metallic. I don't know. I've recently figured out that I have a very interesting way of thinking about things, and I'm glad that the people in my life appreciate that, because I didn't always feel like that way, but it's nice. It's nice to, like, know that, like, my brain is appreciated by people. Quick water break. Next song is a long one. That long. It's like 5 minutes. But it's long in the grand scheme of things. I won't waste any more time. It's called Oh My God, I Just Said That. The song is called Time, and I just said I won't waste any more time. That's so funny. You guys. I'm having a blast. I'm having a ball right now. I'm, like, kind of delirious. anyway, Time by Kelsey Liu. I picked this song because it sounds like time, but in, like, the primordial sense of time. It sounds like the very, like, concept of time in the sense that time is a very ancient idea. Yeah. This is Time by Kelsey Liu. I hope you enjoy it. Thank you.
Wish that I could rewind. Take back whatever I said, but I can't do it. best that I lay low. I don't mean to cause any drama. It's just somehow it always gets me. Everybody says I'm so reasonable, but when I'm down the road, it's sensational. I wrote you twice last night, wish that I could rewind. Take back whatever I said, but I can't do that. Thought it was going so well, now I don't even know. Said you did this and that, best that I lay low. I didn't mean to cause a scene when I told you you should leave. Honey, your friend's so embarrassing, I did my best, I swear I did. Even called you up to tell you I was wrong. You say I'm always looking for excuses not to get along, but I don't need to cause any drama. Somehow it always gets me. Everybody says I'm so reasonable, but when I'm down that road, it's sensational. I wrote you twice last night, wish that I could rewind. Take back whatever I said, but I can't do that. Thought it was going so well, now I don't even know. Said you did this and that, best that I lay. You want drama? I'll give you a reality show. Night mode camera, show you more and more. You say it's ridiculous, yeah baby I feel ya. But what I gotta do to make you see, it's not always like this, it's not me, not really. I don't mean to cause any drama, it's just somehow it always gets me. Everybody says I'm so reasonable, but when I'm down that road, it's sensational. You twice last night, wish that I could rewind. Take back whatever I said, but I can't do that. Thought it was going so well, now I don't even know. Said you did this and that, best that I lay low.
Drama by Erica DeCase here. I don't know if that's how you pronounce her name. Anyway, if you're just not tuning in, theme for this show has been definition, so I've been playing songs that I think the name of the song fits, like, the vibe of the song, or, like, rather, the vibe of the song is the definition of the title of the song. So I picked the song Drama by Erica DeCase here because I feel like it sounds like what drama sounds like, specifically like someone like leaning over to like whisper into your ear like a secret that they shouldn't be telling anyone else. It's like a very like, I don't know, it's a very like devilish song. Like it sounds like someone's up to no good. That's the vibe that song gives off to me. Anyway, quick PSA time. The world's 8 richest billionaires control as much wealth as half the world's population combined, according to an Oxfam International report presented at the 2017 World Economic Forum in Davos. I don't know if that's how you pronounce it. These 8 men own the same as the 3.6 billion people who make up the poorest half of the humanity. Why did I say? Of the humanity. In 2010, by comparison, it took the combined assets of the 43 richest people to equal those of the poorest 50%. Since 2009, the wealth of the super rich has increased by an average of 11% annually, while income for many workers has remained essentially unchanged. This has been Numbers to Think About from WMFO and Medford Tufts Educational Radio. That's honestly horrifying to think about. Do you know how much many of our problems could be solved if, like, rich people actually did something? Yeah, also, if you call in, I can list off the world's wealthiest individuals as according to this PSA, because they give the footnote at the bottom, and I can tell you. If you want to be so... If you're so interested. Anyway, the next song I have for you guys is one that I actually cannot pronounce. It is a song from a side project by this electronic producer named Fortet. But he uses like Wingdings for his artist title and for the song. So I can't pronounce it. Like, it's physically impossible for me to pronounce the song. But I do think that the symbols that he uses for the song do a good job of explaining what that song is about. So without further ado, this is that song. This is so stupid. I hope you enjoy. Wire by Omni is a good song. This is a true statement. You were just listening to it. You have to agree with me. Yeah, I pick Wire by Omni. I like that song because it gives me... It sounds like a wire. It sounds like somebody, like, tightroping, specifically. I don't know if that makes sense. Anyway, I was actually also just thinking about the first song that I was playing, and I was like, you know what this kind of reminds me of? This reminds me of ringtone music. It sounds like a ringtone. And I don't mean this in, like, a negative way, but I also don't mean this in a positive way. It just sounds like a ringtone, and that's facts. That is a fact. You know, this is a fact. Wire by Omni is a good song. This is also a fact. Anyway, this next song is called Sunday Morning, and I think it sounds like a Sunday morning. Let's listen to it by Margo Gurian.
Hold me in your arms. I love you. Everything.
Spring by Saint Etienne. I picked that song because it sounds like spring. I'm going to try and get through these last four songs. I really want to get to these last four songs, so I'm going to go pretty quickly through these. This next song that we're about to hear is Your Arms Around Me Your Arms Around Me by Jens Lehkmann. I think it sounds like someone putting your arms around your person. It's just it's a very happy, floaty song. And it fills me with, it just makes me happy. Yeah. It's playing right now, and there's a little bit of an intro, so I get to talk over it like a real radio DJ. Whatever. I hope you guys enjoy this song. I'll be back on after this song to give a little, just a little talk. Just talking about my things. Yeah.
Slicing up an avocado when you came up behind me with your silent brand new sneakers. Your reflection I did not see. It was the hottest day in August and we were heading for the sea. For a second my mind started drifting. You put your arms around me. You put your arms around me. You put your arms around. Blood spraying on the kitchen sink. What's this? I have time to think. I see the tip of my index finger. My mind is slowly creating a link. From your mouth speaks your lovely voice, the softest words ever spoken. What's broken can always be fixed. What's fixed will always. Passed out on the porch. Dreamt I was carried in a kangaroo's pouch. When I wake up, I'm in the waiting room on a dirty hospital couch. My hand is wrapped in toilet paper and my body's wrapped in debris. You're sitting next to me reading a paper. I'd put your arm around me. Thank you.
All right, that was Your Arms Around Me by Jens Lichtman. And you are currently listening to Morning Mist Resort by Lester Nowhere, featuring HM Surf. I was gonna play this song originally, but I figured I actually wanted to take a moment to just like talk for a second. I didn't realize until like after the person before me mentioned this, but I quickly realized that this is actually my last show for the semester. And that's really crazy to think about. That's really crazy to think about. And I wanted to, if you're listening and you know me as a person in real life, I wanted to thank you for listening. If you've listened at all, even if you're not listening right now and you've tuned in the past, I'm sending you a virtual, I guess, thank you for tuning in to my show. Hopefully this isn't the last show. I might want to do one more show, depending on if I can pick up another show from the sublist. But I'm treating this like this is my last show. Let's see. I have two more songs. I want to see if I can... I'm thinking out loud right now. I want to try and get a summer show. I don't know if that's allowed, but I'm going to look into it, and I will report back, if you care. This next song, let me tell you this next song, when I say this next song, is so good. I want everyone who's listening to close their eyes for a second and just imagine, like, it's the last day of middle school, and you're coming out of school, and you get on that bus, and as the bus pulls out of your middle school, you begin to think of all of the plans that you have for the summer because you're a middle schooler, and this is back when you had fun in the summer. And that is exactly what this next song sounds like. This is After School by Weekly, and I hope you guys really enjoy this song, because this song makes me think of, like, just, like, it makes me so nostalgic for, like, a summer, like, a early summer afternoon right after school, and everything just seems so within grasp. I won't waste any more time. Let's listen to it.
축하까지 훌쩍 날아가 우린 이제 이곳을 벗어날 거야 그때 마주친 그 표정을 잊을 수 없었지 우린 서로 스며들어 친구보단 또 다른 나인 것 같아 일렁이는 맘을 타고나 Singing with 우린 스케이트보드 위로 마치 춤을 추듯 발을 굴려
So, last song of the hour. I'm not gonna have time to play all of this, but this is Boogie Wonderland by Earth, Wind, and Fire. I'm probably gonna fade this out into the next person who's actually here right now. But yeah, this sounds like a Boogie Wonderland. I hope you enjoy. Goodbye. This has been Doopy Time.